Who's getting in on these Amazon Prime deals? Want a fucking Fire TV? Oh, is there a 1 terabyte SSD? I would, if that's actually like a good SSD, I'm in the market for something like that. I looked through some stuff this morning and it looked like a fucking mountain of shit. Big old bunch of poop. But I did buy a case of Rockstar Recovery to prepare for the coming storm. If that is indeed what is going on. I don't know. I can't say for sure. Someone on Twitter said that that their local location was also dry. So I took it upon myself to order a case. It also looks like that there's a Pure Zero Punched out there, which is cool, because I like the punched stuff, and the Pure Zero stuff has been okay, and watermelon, and the mango one. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have an Alexa. I think I can get savings if I order something through the Alexa. Don't they have some kind of deal there, too? Well. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of took a quick click through some of the electronics and computer parts and stuff, and I don't know, it was hard to wade through all the fucking different forms of USB cables. It's like, here's another Lightning cable that is also on sale. And I went to the parts that I'm thinking about buying for this PC and just kind of clicked on those to see if, like, hey, is this processor on sale? No? Okay. Yeah. Why would it be? I should check. I think I have enough credit card points that I can use at Amazon. Enough American Express whatevers to probably get that CPU for free or for with points. So maybe this will be the time to spend all those points. That's usually about the time that I get, it is when I've got a credit stored up in credit card points. It's when I start to think like, oh man, I probably have some points. I'm trying to think what I've used that for. I bought some Bose noise canceling headphones with those. And I had those for a while, and then those got stolen at the airport. And then I think I used credit card points to buy noise canceling Beats by Dr. Dre headphones to replace them. Podcast recording day here. Still not quite used to recording on Tuesdays, but mostly because it's made Mondays strange. Like the pacing and stuff for Mondays is always a little weird now. Sounds like there's not much left to do for that studio. It's getting down to it. Gotta get these cough buttons and fiddle with some knobs. But it's pretty close. Pretty close. All right, let's see what's on the radio.
Everything ever since I've been hearing music and realizing what it was, and, you know, it's just a lot of inspiration for people.
All right, and bring Lord Sarah in here real quick, man. I don't think people really fully, and I appreciate that, Josh, understand what goes on. Like, Shay 4-5 easily is the most reputable rap radio station in the world right now.
Absolutely.
And if you look at a lot of the players that's on this station, from a Lord Sear who just walked in, a legendary Lord Sear with a really...
Oh, that's what Sear looks like?
That's what Sear looks like, yeah, man. With the Jimi Hendrix t-shirt on.
How you doing?
All right. And then
these ways passengers.
Yeah, damn, man. I wasn't really talking about your psychedelic shirt, Sear. I can't do it with you today.
I love your reggae hats, man. How the weather's going?
Thank you, man. I like your fitted. Yeah, I wish you could fit it. And it got DJ Drama here, yeah. K Slay, Tony Touch,
yep.
You know,
LA Leakers,
Big Von,
Who Kid.
This is the illest rap radio station on the planet.
Right.
Even your other radio stations will admit to it.
No, that's the shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's like you never know who's tuned in. Like,
yeah.
You know, even when I'm tuned in, I tune in to y'all every morning. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hear various people come on, like, yeah, I'll be tuned in, and
yeah.
It's great. I mean, this has been a home for me since 2005, since we launched, and, you know, to still be on the station and to still be in the culture and to still mean something is a blessing.
It's a blessing. You feel the same way, Sarah? You feel the same way?
The same way.
All right, Drama. Love you, bro.
Absolutely.
Quality street music, too.
Yes.
Come back in August, man.
I'm going to be here for sure.
All right.
And like that, we gone.
Okay. Heather, how can you be reached?
I'm shady. That's me. Complicated rap star. Thank you. like that.
Synths are best for making these types of fucking garbage noises, and then make a bunch myself. I think that would be fun. You know, just like that. It'd be fun.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the Market Day Report. I'm Arlen Bowling with a very special guest, Mr. Bill Habertape. He has joined us right on the set in the studio today, and it's a very momentous time to do it because
Habertape in the studio?
USDA numbers out, major crop reports that just came out a short time ago. And we got the crop production and supply and demand report numbers. We're going to have Bill help us analyze the market activity here. Of course, Bill happens to be with Frontier Futures in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Let's take a look at the board and see what the market is doing since the report numbers came out a short time ago. How is it reacting? So far, the corn really perked up. It had been down about 3 cents before the report. Now we have September 4.5 higher at 3.52¾. December new crop now a nickel higher at 3.60½. Bill, I would assume that means something friendly in there. Let's look at the soybeans. On the soybean number, we have the August now 14 higher at 10.91.
September, tell me about frozen concentrated orange juice. Get it over with.
At 10.71.
They never talk about frozen concentrated orange juice.
Chicago wheat here just briefly. September up 5.5 at 4.36 after being lower early. Okay, let's look at the numbers here on the corn and soybean production numbers for the U.S. They expect corn production to be 14.54 billion bushels, as Mark mentioned earlier. Trade was looking for something real close to that, so not too far off. Soybean production, 3.88 billion. The trade was looking for about that very same number. Corn yield, 168 bushels per acre, just like the trade expected. Soybean yield, 46.7 bushels per acre, real close to what the trade expected. What about the wheat yields? On the all wheat number, we had 2.26 billion bushels. Trade was looking for 2.15, so that was actually a little bit friendly there. The winter wheat pegged at 1.62 billion. Trade was looking for 1.53. Hard red winter wheat, 1.03 billion bushels. Trade was looking for 953 million. Soft red wheat, we had 370 million. Trade was looking for 359. And in the spring wheat, 551 million. The trade was looking for 558. So kind of a mixed bag of results right there. On the ending stocks for the U.S., for the old crop, we have corn at 1.7 billion bushels. The trade was looking for 1.78. Soybeans, 350 million. Trade was looking for 354. The wheat at 981 million. Trade was looking for 982. For the next marketing year, corn, they pegged at 2.08 billion. The trade was looking for 2.19. Meanwhile, soybeans, they look for 290 million, exactly what the trade expected. And the wheat at 1.11 billion bushels. The trade was looking for basically almost that very same number. So, Bill, I want to get your thoughts on the initial reaction to the report. Everything seems to be taking a bullish turn here since the numbers came out.
Yeah, Marlon, market's been pretty beat up. We're at some points at the charts where I thought it was going to take some devastating news to really hammer this thing lower. Like we talked about maybe a little bit before we went on here, that a few minutes after this report, there's a lot of things we can argue about within these numbers. Maybe we'd flush these, get right back focused on weather as we look forward. It does heat up a little bit. It looks dry on the forecast. So maybe the market's starting to build that in. I wanted to look within the balance sheet and see if they're going to make major changes. The USDA did knock down, you know, the production number is up 90 million. They upped exports 100 million, which I think was pretty aggressive on corn. Knocked down ethanol production 25, the feed use down 50. Those were largely expected going in. Over in soybeans, taking that balance sheet apart. The beginning stocks, of course, were up 20, a little extra from the old crop. The crush, pretty aggressive, and then the new crop export number also up about 20 million. So pretty aggressive demand increases in soybeans.
All right, and then there was a bit of a surprise in the Brazilian corn number that came out as well. USDA pegged that at 70 million metric tons. The trade was looking for 74, so that was a bit of a surprise. It was closer to that CONAB estimate that
came out
last
week. Yeah, I'm not sure it's a total shock because that low number had been floated out there, but as you and I talked about here a minute ago, pretty aggressive for the USDA to get down to 70. That's a 10%, almost a 10% reduction in their projected yield. So Safras was out yesterday. They're maintaining a 76 million ton. Story isn't over yet. It's going to be interesting to see, but we're in a situation where world supplies continue to grow everywhere.
And we talked about it earlier.
Everybody's got food.
This,
we're doomed.
Knee-jerk reaction would last once the report comes out, and we'll find
Let's
out.
Go blow somebody up so that they don't have food.
A positive spin.
And then we can sell food
since the numbers came out. We're going to pause for a little break. We'll be talking more with Bill Habertape about its impact that it may have on the livestock trade as well when we come back.
This Iowa Minute is...
Habertape, are you advocating that we go start war just to sell food? I'm not, but my associate Clarence Beeks is.
Whiskey D.
Whiskey D.
With Whiskey D.
We can't say what the D means, yeah. Simone, but I think you
do
know.
You get it?
Why, cigarette? I haven't heard the whiskey bit. That's so American and wonderful.
When you get, like, ravenous hungry, like when you're hammered and all you want to do is eat something, like, greasy, even the sex, and don't get me wrong, like, it feels good and I like it, but if I'm thinking about that pizza, that Chipotle, whatever, I can't enjoy the sex.
Huh.
Teddy makes a really good point, because in the order of my meat, of course, love and connection is up there, but food and water is higher. It's higher in our needs. If your body thinks, or your mind certainly thinks, that it's starving, it's just going to conserve your energy. It's not going to be able to go, yeah, totally, have an orgasm.
Get high, baby.
Me.
Minimum loan amount $2,600. Visit the Loan Me website or call.
Oh,
fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth, nigga. My actions being louder than my words, nigga. I ain't sold, I been still sold down to earth, nigga. Niggas wanna do it, we can do it on the turf, nigga. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie in the vet. Shout out to the bitches, I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keeps scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm well. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. This shit a motherfucking layup. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Hey, who the fuck the niggas is, boy? OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah. Really with the shits, I should probably sign a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers pay my bill shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Nico basement, putting working on the phones. Either that or try the money mark to make the pickup. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch this shit, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can really get it, we can go for it. I'm just here for the Bucks and the Billies, nigga. Don't make me kill one of the ghosts for it. I run this shit, they like, go for us. Run for us, run for us, go for us. Yeah, I mean, y'all already wrote for us. Damn, nigga, what's one more quote for us? Oh, Lord, who else sounded like this? They ain't made me what I am. They just found me like this. I was ready. Fuck that, I've been ready since my dad used to tell me he was coming at the house to get me. He ain't show. Valuable lesson, man, I had to grow up. That's why I never ask for help. I do it for you niggas and do it for myself. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
Whole squad on that real shit.
Whole squad on that real shit. Yeah. The other night, Lavish Lee told me that I'm all these people listen to. She said it.
See,
see an eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on, there's a further purpose. From how we do scam a few, then you want to purchase. A dialogue of hope, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Beat rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know you lose me. I guess another bag, I can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist going to major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. 1125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Right now. shorty, he that I'm a ladies man, a businessman. Condos down the shore, multi-million pension plan, but it ain't in my plan to make moves without the fan. No, keep it intact, no class, through the track. John, play the back while I pay the tax. Business as usual, watches I spec, steal my assets, get cut with G less. We built this concept, connect white 9X. Drink, set the bar, my American Express.
You want to hook up, pull up, the copper, pull up, then my cup up, you. Who's calling bluff? Now you shook up, cause you lock up, when I love up, you. Who's calling bluff?
Hey, yo, Johnny's chillin', dirty cash dealing. What more can I say? We living, that's what we got.
Refugee all star. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining.
The Saturday night short shot on Backspin, baby.
Short shot, come on.
An hour long set of classic hip hop. Oh shit! Hip-hop hits, mixed by some of the illest DJs. Saturday, 10 p.m. East, 7 p.m. West, on Backspin. Get it right!
I've just been sitting here thinking about virtual reality. Raw data is coming out this week in early access, and that's kind of, I think that along with budget cuts were kind of two of the early demos that people were saying, like raw data that were showing at off of trade shows and stuff, PAX, and people were coming away from it like pretty blown away, so that's finally coming out.
Sleeping, counted, deep and listen when I talk. As I soothe in the groove, 'cause I'm smooth like Mr. Hawk. Doobly-zoo, Mr.
chop, doodle chop, doodle chop, chop. Yo, since I'm putting on some objects, so take a look at the super prime, make me the honey that you'll be, but sugar, my sugar. I am gonna have the zone when he has my lyrics, I never done for the big job. I'm gonna go the butt, I want in the butt, like stud, from my tongue lashes, with a thickness, fuck a bucket, my witness, ask the tongue about my tongue, and the style that I brought instead. I'm the alley, people gonna back and shoot the devil, jump over the red, and bumbarin. The lyrics, I come out, tell me, head bumbarin.
The black,
through the ring.
My career is always slow as Mike, but I don't know what made you think it's a beat Mike Tyson. My sharp tongue is like a license. I strike like Mike Tyson. I'll be icing.
Backspin. Get it right.
I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Liston. There's no one like I'm from Danforth.
In the face. Hooray! But yeah, Raw Data seems pretty good. As VR things go. Tunnel. Just a little bit further ahead. Here we go. Okay. Data is like it's a class-based horde mode thing. Waves of robots coming at you. You can play. The version they're going to put out this week's got two classes: gun guy, sword guy. And the sword stuff seems good in terms of, like, robots running at you and you cutting them with a sword and going, like, fucking yeah. Gun stuff feels pretty good. Anyway, we'll talk about it on the podcast. Mars people. Yeah, that's Mars people. It's not a particularly great character in that game. Or at least I never got into Mars people. Was Mars people in more than just SVC Chaos? Was it in, like, Neo Geo Battle Coliseum or anything like that? I don't I always wanted to play more NGBC than I did. Because it kind of seemed cool, but the time when it came out, I didn't really have anyone else around that would be into SNK fighting games that much. So I kind of never really got to play too much of it against other people. Might have to rank that game at some point. Raw Data, it's two-player co-op, so, you know, you kind of have someone else in there teleporting around, scooting around with you, and it's kind of cool. Maximum Impact 2, jeez. There was a real rough patch for King of Fighters, real rough time period there. Called the 2000s. The mid-2000s to now. How about that? How about the last 14 years have been rough. I guess whatever, people like the last one, right? 13 is the one coming out. Is 14 the one coming out now, and then 13 was the last one? People seem to like 13. Whatever the most recent one is, or at least there was something of a scene for it. I saw it played competitively. I don't know that I was ever particularly into it, but people were kind of into 13.
boy.
I'm with it. Yay. Yo, Dave, let's show him some old school.
It makes no sense just standing around. Come on, everybody, let's all. Yeah, and do what you like.
From a lime to a lemon. A lemon to a lime. Come on, young lady, come on. Right there.
And do what we like. Now I can sing, I can dance, I'm the king of romance. All you sweet young ladies gonna give me a chance to do what you like and get that band packed tonight. Vanessa Williams, ooh, you're so divine. Just wanted to put your name in my rhyme and do what you like. Yeah. Everybody do what you like.
Classic Hip Hop 24/7. I'm Chuck D, and you are checking out Black Spin, Sirius XM.
I don't think Dr. Dre has to worry about getting evicted anymore. I don't think that's maybe wasn't really a concern even when he performed this song, but doubly so these days. Oh, why did this person in front of me put their hazards on? And now just turn them off. Alright. Always an Uber driver. Great.
Yeah, that's right. We out.
better. Don't speak all week, I'll point cheddar. Son with the ball head left them all red. He back surfing the spot, keeping us all fed. Grilled swordfish, pineapple relish. Eyes looking hellish, I would die for my fellas. Fly like propellers, y'all niggas jealous. I don't give a fuck about shit that you could tell us.
Yeah, I didn't see a South Sea Atlantis on the U.S. store last night either. I thought it was supposed to be out. I thought I saw someone saying it was out today, this week, but... Oh, it's out now? Cool. I'll probably buy a U.S. version of Assault Suit Lanos, if only to send the message of, yes, bring that shit to the U.S. I already bought the Japanese version. You like Fighters Mega Mix? You don't remember exactly what aspects Sega patented. I think it's the training mode stuff. Something to do with training mode. Why would you fucking stop there? Oh my god, what are you doing? Alright, construction worker, you're looking at your phone while walking directly at me while I'm driving directly at you. You will lose this fight. There we go. I don't know know why you need a gun for your smoke break at your chains, but do what you want to do, I guess. All right, it's Tuesday. I'm going to go inside now, and we're going to record a podcast, among other things. So, see you later. Have a good day.